people are talking about fires lately, forest fires and smoke.
It's such a part of Northern Ontario. It's such a part of Canada, basically, but it's such a part of Northern Ontario, and it's a big part of our history, too. Because we look at, when you look at the how fires are fought today, how things are really, there's a conscious effort to do something about things, to worry about it. That all comes from things that happened in Northern Ontario, and that's particularly the three big fires that at the turn of the last century that really, I guess, focused people's minds on if we're going to be developing things in Northern Ontario. I guess this is something we have to think about. So the first big one, of course, was the that we know of in any case, is the one in 1911, which was the Great Porcupine Fire, which happened on July 11th, 1911, in the Porcupine area. And that one was a really big one. It took out all of the new development that had happened in Timmins. It took out everything that was in Ora Lake, which is now Shoemaker. It took out everything that was in South Porcupine. And then it kind of wavered around Porcupine Lake, so some areas were touched, like Golden City and Porcupine. Others, like Pottsville, were not so much. So, but again, that was a big thing that took apart everything that was happening in the area, and that delayed for about a few months, let's say, the development of the communities and of the mines. But because there was such a there was so much money involved in here, there were so many investments, and they realized that the gold findings were quite spectacular, there was no decision not to continue and to pursue things. So that was one of those fires. And by September of that year, the community had sort of got itself together again, and everybody was conscious of the fact that we need to build some buildings because the winter is coming and a tent won't do. So the community really got back together then. In 1916, a huge fire again took out the Matheson area, Irk Falls, Cochrane. That whole area was completely devastated. And this area, Timmins, was very lucky that they didn't, that they were not in the path and that they weren't sort of there. But again, pointing out the fact that, you know, these things, when they go, and they take out entire communities. A lot of the refugees from that area were able to come to Timmins or go to the New Liskeard area. It really was quite devastating. There were a lot of lost lives, a lot of farming areas that were destroyed, a lot of the communities. But again, they were rebuilt. They came back, and there was again a conscious thought now that, gee, maybe something should be happening now in terms of how we fight these fires. By 1922, there was another big one, and that took out the Hillebury and the Liskeard area. That was a really big one, and that because that was considered the county seat, where the courthouse was, where a lot of that stuff happening, all of a sudden the province decided that maybe we should really be looking at how we fight fires. And that a whole idea of creating a force and creating a group of experts and people that could come out and help with forest fires comes out of that fire. So that long history in the development of the thought process around how are we going to get our heads around this really was galvanized with that Hailbury fire, because that one was quite devastating for that area, and it really took out some of the infrastructure for Northern Ontario at that point.
So all that had repercussions right across the country in how to fight fires.
Absolutely, and it became textbook cases on how to do things. How are we going to make sure that this doesn't happen? If it does happen, how do we rescue people? What are our options for getting people in, getting people out, and fighting those fires? So really important stuff that happened in this area, and that really helped in the development, at least, of how we now look at things in the province when we look at forest fires. And when we look at days that we've had around here with all of that smoke, we can just imagine what it might have been like at that time if you were in the middle of those fires in 1911, 1916, or 1922.